Bucham Aboyim, welcome to the 11th in our heretofore continuing Shiurim, the lectures on the Hakdamos Shaorim of the Lashem. At the end of last week, last week's Shia was extremely technical. I don't think it was really rather abstract, but in any case, it required, I'm sure that those of you who have been listening have had to turn off your, push the button a little bit to just think through the structure, the complicated structure what the Leshem has created, or is describing, which describes what's called the Hiskashlus and Hiskalus Olamais, how the different worlds are connected and included one in the other. And we ended off with on Dafud Aleph, Amud Aleph, understanding how, in fact, the connection between the three worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, namely how Yetzirah, in fact, is derived from the Yetzirah parts of Bria, and how Asiyah is derived from the Asiyah parts of Bria and the Asiyah parts of Yetzirah. So, and we also mentioned the fact that, in fact, even though these things have been placed in a certain type of equation, right, X, Y, Z is equivalent to Z, Y, X. Those of you who don't understand what that means, I refer you to the previous year. But in any case, this equivalency, we call the law of equivalence, the Leshem law of equivalence, X, Y, Z equals Z, Y, X, namely the status, the Nara, if any coordinate can take one of three values, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. So therefore, for example, Nefesh, Ruach, the Nefesh of Nesha, Ruach becomes the Ruach of Nefesh and Nefesh, etc., etc. In other words, that's what we understood. And this equivalency law, this arithmetic equivalency law, is translated into a geometrical construction of the three worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah. That's what we included last week. We also actually, the final part of the Shiur, we also noted an interesting quantum mechanical kinematic concept that, in fact, actually called backward causality. In other words, even though elements of Nefesh and Ruach emerge before their sources in, let's say, Neshama, in other words, we could say that in Neshama there's a potential state to create, to bring about the Nefesh Ruach components of the lower worlds. But the Nefesh Ruach components of the lower worlds are created first. So, in other words, even though, strictly speaking, event X occurs, the event X does not occur at T1, but only occurs at T2. In other words, at T1, X did not occur. At T2, X occurs. In other words, at T1, there was no X. But at T2, right, we could say that X existed at T1. That's the quantum mechanical effect. And that's how we included the Shia of last week. Now, there's a lot more technical points with the Leshem actually goes on to speak about, both in the end of Perek Hei, and also in Perek Vav, he also brings a concept of Hashorash HaShechina. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to put a little of this, all this in perspective, because I think it's important. I think that, in other words, if a person gets lost within the trees, he can't see the forest. So I think maybe it's, well, for this time, we'll actually jump to Perek Zayin, which is on Daf Yud Beis Amud Gimel, page 24. And there on Perek Zayin, maybe we'll take a little bit of the forest. And after we take a look at the forest, maybe we'll be able to have a deeper and clearer perspective of the trees. Okay? Now, let's go to Perek Zayin. We'll read it line for line, and we'll try to explain what the Mechaber, what the Rabbeinu Leshem is speaking about. And in particular, we'll see that actually they're important. What the Leshem is actually doing is actually creating the important sources for the Nefesh HaChayim, which we're going to speak about the Mirat Hashem today too. Perek Zayin, once again on Daf Yud Beis Amud Gimel, page 24, the first column, the second paragraph, Perek Zayin. Hinei hagam shamanu le'el Perek Gimel, shamashamas haklolis ilo'ilam elokuz gamor, gam bo'ilam asiyah. In other words, we have the three worlds of Pirut, Briya, Yitzira, and Asiyah. Every world contains what's called Naran HaKlalian, which means there's a Nefesh Ruach Neshama of Olam HaBriya, Nefesh Ruach Neshama of Olam HaYitzira, and Nefesh Ruach Neshama of Olam HaAsiya, right? Now, the Naran of each world, the Briya, Yitzira, and Asiya, the Naran, that's called the Naran HaKlalian of each world. And the Lesha mentioned, and we spoke about this a few shurim beforehand, that in fact the from the Shama up, that means the Shama, I spoke about Naran, right, from the Shama up, the Shama Chaya Yechida, but specifically the Shama, is all Atzilus. In other words, the Shama Aklali of every world is Atzilus. The Shama Chaya Yechida of Briya is Atzilus, the Shama Chaya Yechida of Yitzilus Atzilus, the Shama Chaya Yechida of Asiya is Atzilus. In other words, even in the Shama of Olam HaAsiya, which is the most physical of all the worlds, is still Atzilus, which is Elokus. Elokus means Iyu v'gamayu chad b'hoi. The Creator and the Created are one and the same. Kodesh Baruch Hu is at one with His creation. It means there's no physicality. If you're a paganist, there's physicality. But if you're a monotheist, there's no physicality. Agad shamanu la'el perak gimel, sh'aneshama klolis hi lo'ilam elokus gomor, gam Olam HaAsiya. In other words, the Shama of Im Olam HaAsiya, which is the most physical world, is Elokus. Im kol zeh hinei pashar adava she'en kol olamos shavim b'kabalasa. In other words, right, it's clear that this, the level, even the Elokus, or the Shama level of every world, is not equal. V'en hu doyme eichus or neshama she'abriya le'eichus or neshama she'atzira. Somehow, the neshama of Briya is not the same thing as the Shama of Yitzir. I'm saying it's the Shama of Briya, even though they're both Elokus. I mean, there's levels in Elokus. Chet enu deyme eichus or neshama Yitzir le'eichus or haneshama d'asiyah. And also, too, the neshama of Yitzir, it's the same thing as the Shama of Asiyah. In other words, even though the Shama of Briya, Yitzir, and Asiyah, Shama Klolis of each one is Elokus, nonetheless, it's not exactly the same. Not exactly the same. But in the Biyahu, now what does this mean? Hinei kol neshama klolos shebechol olam is Briya, hinei hu nimsheches v'amalchus d'atzilus. Okay, umchinas guf v'kelim shaba. Okay, very good. Now, let's step back and explain. Up till now, I think really in all of the 10 shi'ulim we've been speaking about up till now, we've been speaking about what's called the worlds of Pirut. Means worlds Briya, Yitzir, Asiya, right? That each of them, right, has an element, a dimension, a part of which is physical. Okay? In fact, absolutely, right? Part of which is physical. However, in Atzilus, nothing is physical. Everything in Atzilus, which is the world, I'm saying in quotation marks, above Briya, even though we've seen from the last few shiurim there's such a thing as above, below, inside, outside, we've completely mixed up together all of the dimensions. So, in other words, Atzilus is all Elokus. And Atzilus contains, of course, all of the spheres, all the partsufim. We don't know what these means, but there are different worlds within Atzilus. Right. In other words, those of you, I'm sure you're familiar with the Kabbalah, the Rishonim, the Esa Sfiras. So there's Esa Sfiras, there are 10 Sfiras in Atzilus. You can think of the 10 Sfiras as being 10 levels of spirituality, 10 different types of spiritualities. And they range from the highest level, which is, let's say, Keser or Chachma, and the lowest level of spirituality of any world, but specifically of Atzilus, is what's called Malchus. Malchus is always the lowest level of spirituality of every world. Now, so all these spheres are in Atzilus. All of the, we'll see in Mirtz Hashem, we'll speak about the concept, should we get to it, Mirtz Hashem, of Partsufim, which are the spiritual, the spiritual worlds within each world themselves, within Atzilus, right? And each Paltzuf has 10 spheres. But in any case, all of these things, right, they're in every world too. And Priyatziyasiya, but specifically, you know, the world of Atzilus, in fact, actually contains all of these things. Spheres, Paltzufim, etc., etc. Now, he says like this. He says, Hadashama Klolis, Shemcholoi Lamas Bia. In other words, the neshama of Klolis of every world. In other words, the neshama of Yitzira, the neshama of Bria, the neshama of Asir. Where does it come from? So it says, Nibshechis mea Malchus Tatzilis. It comes from the Malchus of Atzilis. It comes from the Malchus of Atzilis. Usually, the axiom is that the Malchus of every world, of the higher world, becomes what's before called the highest spiritual level of the world below it. In a certain analogous way, we spoke about that the Chomer of the higher world becomes the Tzur of the lower world, so too, if we speak about the interface between two worlds. So the Malchus, which is the lowest spiritual of the higher world, becomes, usually we call it the Keser, which is the highest spiritual level of the world directly below it. Now, what he's saying over here is that the Neshama Klalis of each of Briyatzi Asir, and all of them are in Orelokus, right? They come from the Malchus of Atzilus. Uvchinas Gufa Kedem. Now, the concept of Gufa Kli, right, which is Guf is the body, the Kli is the vessel. So up to now, we've spoken about it from a very physical point of view. We've spoken about either, in other words, we've spoken about Neshama and Guf. We've spoken about Choymer and Tzura. That's what we've spoken about. So in other words, those are very physical concepts. In other words, there's Choymer, which is the material in and of itself, the matter, and the Tzura is the form and matter. Or we speak about the Guf, which is the body, and the neshama, which is something we identify with being the spirit or the soul, etc., etc. But it turns out that everything has what's called guf and neshama, guf and kelim, in a certain sense. And Atzilus too, this concept of kelim, but the kelim are not physical. But nonetheless, even Atzilus too, there's a concept of kelim. This concept of kelim. In other words, everything, even the spheres too, the esses, the 10 spheres, there are the oires, there are 10 oires, 10 lights, and there are 10 vessels. And these 10 vessels on the seals, of course, are not physical. Now, what are they? That's, we have to learn a lot before you understand what they are. But in any case, you have to understand that this dichotomy or this dualism between Or and Kli, between Guf and Neshama, or between Chaim and Surah, continues even into Atzilus Tov. So in other words, there is Guf and Kalim and Atzilus Tov. Ki b'chol olam yish or the Kalim, right? And every world is or and Kalim. That's exactly what I said. Shu Tzur v'chaim, that's also Tzur and Chaim Tov. When we are Kalim the olam ha'elyon, shehem ha'chaim, shebo nasa Tzur v'or, shu ha'neshama the olam ha'tachtun. Very good. So now we can say like this. In other words, from the Kalim of the higher world, just like we say the Chomer of the higher world becomes Tzur of the lower world, so for the Kalim of the higher world, right, from the Chomer of the Kalim of the higher world, right, we get the Tzur and Or, which is the Neshama of the lower world. And that, in other words, that maxim is always true. Right, as we explained above. Okay, now, and we explained above too, he says, he called Guf, Hinei, Nivchan, Begimel, Chalukais, Shasimen, right, the Panimi, Tichon, the Chitzoin, of course, the Kli, we divide into three parts, which was Panimi, the inner part of the Kli, of the vessel, the Tichon is the middle, the middle part, and the Chitzoin is the outer part. Okay, so now how are we going to take all these concepts and translate it to a relationship between what's called the Atzilos, in Pacific, we'll hear the Malchus of Atzilos, and the Neshama Klolos of each of the worlds. So he says, V'nei havi ha-neshama klolos sheb'olam ha-briyah, v'b'chinas kli ha-pnimi, in other words, what's it like this? Like this. In other words, the Malchus of Atzilos, for the Malchus of Atzilus is going to come, you heard the word Nimshach, Malchus is going to emerge, the Shema Klolos of Bria, Yitzia Nasiya. So how does this work out? So it works out very nicely. Because the Chomer, the Kli of the higher world, becomes the Or and the Shema of the lower world. Now the Kli, every Kli, is divided into Panimi, Tichon, and Chitzoy. So it's very, very good. The Panimi of the Kli Kalim of Malchus of Atzilus are going to become the Shema clothes of Olam Briya, etc., etc. Okay? And let's read inside, right? Pashut, simple, tight, simple reading. And the Shema clothes of Olam Briya, the Prinus Kli and Panimi, Shemachus Atzilus. When the Shema clothes of Olam Yatzilus, the Prinus Kli and Tzoy, the Malchus Atzilus. When the Shema clothes of Olam Atzilus, the Prinus Kli and Chidza, Malchus Atzilus. Okay? So therefore, all of these, the neshama clothes of all these worlds will come from the different three dimensions of Pasach, of the Kalim of Malchus of Atzilus. Okay? So, very, very easy. This fits into everything we know, Baruch Hashem. These things are very, very mathematical. They're not very abstract, they're not complicated, but everything fits in together very, very nicely. Okay, now, so up to now everything is simple and clear. Nonetheless. Don't worry. Hare amalnu ki anashama klolis hina hi klula gamke mikola hei b'chines narnachi. In other words, this neshama klolis of every world also has narnachi. It's the narnachi of patia. It's narnachi of narnachi. V'nei oisa narnachi shabai hina hem nishu gamke mikola hei patsuf matzilus. Kulum b'chines gimel chelki akelem shabakol achad b'yem. Yes, begin is called a gimel chel kelim. She's in parts of a call parts of a parts of. Rabbi Ananachim Shashama close the bria me hey kelim a pnimim the hey patsuf and that silos. For Ananachim Shashama close the atsu me hey kelim I'm soyim the hey patsuf patsuf at silos. For Ananachim Shashama close the asia me hey kelim chitzayim the hey patsuf at silos. So like this. Now, like this. In what we have is, if we have the naunachi hapratia of the, let's say, the shama haklolis of Olam HaBriya, and we have the naunachi hapratia of the shama klos of Olam HaYetzira and that of Olam HaAsiya. So, where does this naunachi come from? Right? So, the fact is that Atzilus, this actually is true of every world, but Atzilus is composed of basically what's called five Paltzufim. Now, I'm not going into detail what a Paltzuf is, but let me step back and explain a little bit so we have an idea. A Rishima. What, in fact, we have to understand the important, and call it the revolution, but really the revelation that marks the Torah of the Ari from that of the Rishayim. And this is expressed in several ways, and we can actually go on in this, there's more than 11 shiurim that we've given already, but to say it very, very simply and briefly, the Rishayim speak about Sfiras. Chochma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. Sfiras. And Sfiras are, if you think about a Sfira, they're like points. There's nothing, what's Chesed? It's a point, it's one concept, whatever it is. But it's you go to the drugstore Kabbalah books, which are now fill up the Haredi bookstores, but basically there's like little points, like a person that says, with the Chachma is here, the Bina is here, etc. Like, it's like acupuncture, mystical acupuncture. Now, Sfiras are really sort of like thought of as like points in space, conceptualized as points in space. And, but what it means is that the Sfira did not have any interior structure. It's like, for example, like physics at a time looked at a fundamental particle. Electrons like being like a bullet, the ball, but there's no internal structure. We looked at the atom without internal structure. And then we all know that physics progressed. Some of us not. Physics progressed. And all of a sudden, things which were thought to have been sort of like having no internal structure had an incredible internal structure. We found out that the atom is mostly empty space, like a whole solar system. And even that's just sort of like a paganistic understanding of it too. So in other words, what happened is a similar type of upheaval and revolution was revealed by the Ari. Then in fact, what we have, Right? Now, the Rebbe didn't do away with tefillos. Because in fact, everything has tefillos. But the main components, or let's say the fundamental particles of atzilas, are in fact actually patsufim. Now, I don't have to define what a patsuf is, but a patsuf, and the word patsuf actually means a face. But the significance of calling a patsuf is because the mishalim, the metaphors that are used, I don't want to say that the Kabbalah is a metaphor, chas v'shalom, that would be sacrosanct for the Leshem, but nonetheless, the words that we use in describing the patsufim and in somehow creating the geometrical models by which we study the Kabbalah, learn the Kabbalah, use the language, the nusach, right, of physiology of human being. That's why it's called a patsuf. So in other words, atzilus, according to the Ri, is not sort of like a space, like sort of like a discrete space of balls, but rather there's elements which have an entire structure, an internal structure, and that's called a patsuf. Now a patsuf has tefillos, but there's more to a patsuf than just tefillos. Right? There's a nayim, there's eyes, nose, mouth. Not actual eyes, nose, and mouth. But in other words, the eyes, nose, and mouth are the terminology and metaphor and models that are used in order to somehow understand the concepts. Just like, for example, we speak about an electron as a particle. It's not a particle in the sense of a ball that you throw something. In fact, we can't decide whether it's a wave or a particle. In other words, but we use this language. Now, that's novel chiddush number one of the Ari. He spoke about patsufim. Now, so what does this mean? What it means is the following thing. In the case, if I understand conceptually sfiras to be sort of like structureless or no internal structure, just sort of like hard balls, so therefore they're not really related to each other. They're much as much as related to each other as billiard balls are related to each other. Maybe they hit each other, making draw lines between them. When I speak about a patsuf, so I can speak about, right, in other words, you have a patsuf. So, for example, just like I could take people and put them in a line, and let's say one person stands in front of another person, extend back of him, in front of him, to the side of him, so too, in other words, paltzufim, right, have a property called halbasha. Halbasha means to enrobe. To, in other words, when you place a garment around something. So, in other words, a paltzu can be malbish another paltzu. A paltzu can act as a garment to another paltzu. Meaning is that when I speak about spheres as point particles, I can only speak about, you know, one dimensionality or two dimensionality, up and down. You know, a particle is either on the x axis, the y axis. However, when I speak about halbasha, I can speak three dimensions. There's three dimensions. Because when something is a garment around something, the garment is a garment not only, in other words, not in front of something, but around something. In other words, with paltzufim, we have the concept of interior and exterior. Which means that when we speak about kelim, panimi, tichon and chitzon, inner, intermittent, and outer, the language, right, which is user-friendly, right, this concept is the concept of Paltzuf. In other words, the highest spiritual, the most spiritual Paltzuf, and not only the Paltzuf which is the tallest, but it's also the most inner, the most interior Paltzuf. I can only say this, I only use this concept if I speak about a Paltzuf. Okay? One billet ball cannot be malvish another billet ball. But a Paltzuf can be something else. And also too, if I'm a malbish something, I enrobe something, to what point do I enrobe it? What parts are covered, what parts are not covered? Which are hidden, which are revealed? So, in other words, the language of patsufim allows me to speak about these things. Bottom line is, what the Ari did is he took what you would call a language, you know, of, you know, even Newtonian concept of an elementary particle and created particle physics. More than that, we'll say, but particle physics. I mean, the structures that the Leshem is creating, the his conscious cause of the Olamas is really general relativity. They are recreated what you would call a fundamentally unified field theory, combining quantum mechanics and general relativity. Okay, but that will be much for later, Mitzvah. Now, let's go down. Now, what's kind of like, what happens like this, what I say, therefore, that the Malchus of Atzilus, by the way, the Malchus of Atzilus also is a power of two, which is extremely complicated.
A sphere can be a Paltzuf.
Well, we say the Paltzuf corresponds to the sphere, where the sphere was, let's say, where the sphere was in the Olam HaToyu, in the Ramak, because from that emerges the Paltzuf, which is, let's say, the Paltzuf of Malchus. But it's not that, Malchus is a Paltzuf.
When I take
the language, every part has 10 spheres, but every part of every part has 10 spheres too. The nose of the part of has 10 spheres. What I'm saying is that, in other words, what plays the role of what you call Malchus, of Atzilus, is what's called the parts of a Nukva. Okay, but once again, that's also complicated too. Books are written on that too. But whatever.
But within Nukva, there's also 10 spheres.
Yeah, right. But the important thing is here is, when I say that, for example, the Malchus of Atzilus is at the bottom of Atzilus, the lower part of Atzilus. When I take that and I translate that into the Lashon language of Paltzufim, what I'm really saying is that somehow the Paltzuf of the Malchus of Atzilus, we'll call it Tzidukva, is Malbish, is a cloak, which is Malbish all the other Paltzufim of Atzilus. Okay, now, let's see, okay, now. The point, now, after this introduction, which is not really sufficient for anything, but it'll give us a little bit of a time, an understanding of really what he's going to speak about in the next several lines, he goes on and says that he wants to identify that the Sharashim of the Naunachi, of the Neshama, are clothes of each of the worlds, come, and there are five of them, Nefesh Nuach Neshama Chayachid. They really come from really the five Patsufim in Atzilus. Right? They come from the five. In other words, basically what we did from Bria to Yetzirah, and Bria and Yetzirah to and Bria Yetzirah to Asiyah. So we're actually doing from Atzilus to Bria to Asiyah. But that, in other words, the details, the internal structure of Yetzirah came really from Bria. Mostly came from Bria. The eternal structure of Asiyah came from Bria and Yetzirah. So too, the eternal structure of the Shama HaKlolis of Bria Yetzirah Asiyah is going to come from the eternal structure of Atzilus. What the Sturinger says that the Shama of Bria, for the Shama of Yetzirah, the Shama of Asiyah, because the eternal structure of Atzilus, right, the five Patsufim, their Kalim have a three-part structure. There's Kli Pnimi, Kli Tichon, Kli Chitzoni. So in other words, if we take the five Patsufim, the five Patsufim, but Atzilus, I take from the Kli Pnimi of them, I'm going to get to the Shama Klolis of Bria. From the Kli Tichon, I get to the Shama Klolis of Yetzirah. And from the Kli Chitzoni, I get to the Shama Klolis of Asiyah. Right? This is basically the same method we're using. And that's what he says. On the very amount of the Shabbat clothes he called Kuligam can be called Hey Bechines Nanachi, Vine Otanachi, Hey Nimshu Gam can be called Hey Patsuf Atzilus for the 5% of Atzilus. Kulu Bechines and Gibbon Kolok Mikalem, which I'm called Echad, there's three Kalem in each one of them. Kiesh the Bechines called Gibbon Kolok and Kalem, which is similar to Patach, that's Primi Tichar Chitoin, we call Patsu Patsu. Vive Nanachi Shabbat Shama Klolis Dabria, Hey Kalem Primi and Hey Patsuf and Atzilus. Okay? And now the Shama Klolis the Atzilus Mei Kalim Hemtsoyim Dei Patsufim Atzilus. And now the Shama Klolis Asiyah Mei Kalim Chitzonim Dei Patsufim Atzilus. Can they call Dei Patsufim Atzilus? You know, Hem Etlapshim Zebazeh. Now, how do we get? Now we have a question. I mean, I thought you just told me that the Shama Klolis of Yetzirah Asiyah comes from Malchus, the lowest Patsuf. They call Nukva, lowest Patsuf. What about the other parts of it? How'd they get into the act? The answer is because the five parts of it, Batzilas, are Malbish, one or the other. In other words, all the other patsufim. There's a rove, the other patsufim. Malchus will be bachutz l'kula. That was Malchus is external, is the external covering, the external robe of the other four patsufim which are internal. The kol is kulam of the other four patsufim. They're called five patsufim, whatever it is. So, in other words, Malchus includes. In other words, Malchus, in a certain sense. In other words, it's interesting. Not only is there an internal structure to Malchus, there's external structure to Malchus, because Malchus represents the surface of the other patsufim. The chenu al derek ze, b'yin ha-kelim shalem, ha-mispashim ba-rosim, la-sois, la-shom, ha-klos, ba-lemes, b'ya, hinei hu gam ken al derek ze. Ki b'lam shen kol b'chnes ha-ogles kli ha-pnimi, l'kol ha-i patsufim, ha-yitzilus, ze ba-ze, mispashim nimshak bo-ilim ha-briya. In other words, what happens is that the pnimi of the lowest pouts, in other words, all the pnimi parts of all the kelim of the five patsufim of Atzilus are contained one within the other. One with the other. When I said, kulam neshama klos d'abriya, kulam en anachi. In other words, so therefore, when neshama klos of abriya gets the surface, the spirit, the surface, it gets the surface of Atzilus, so the kli panimi which it gets from Atzilus is from the, let's see, from the Malchus of Atzilus is the surface of the kli panimi of Kalim panimi, of the panimius of the Kalim of all the other five patsufim. So it turns out, not only is the Malchus HaKlolis of Beria, right, composed and created from the Malchus of Atzilus, but included in this is all the other patsufim, the panimi aspect, all the other five patsufim too. Basically, what the Leshem has said is that the surface of something becomes contained within the lower world. That means Chomer and Sura. But since what's contained in the lower world is really the surface, which itself has an internal structure, or I call it external structure within it, that means it contains, it becomes a surface of all of the other patsufim, which is malbush in the higher world. So, the elements of the, all the other aspects of Atzilus, now, in a certain sense, become part of the neshama klolos of olam briya, and etc., etc. Okay, this is what the Leshem has said in a nutshell. Okay, now, what does this mean? Okay, now we're on Daf Yud Beis Amud Daled, page 24 of the second column. Omnam, who? Ki agam shah yitzura abound. Since we said yitzura dechol oylem tachto inei unasem achoymed olam ha'elyon shu guf ha'kelim shaloi. In other words, once again, we'll go back again, is that the tzura of the lower world is made for the chum of the higher world, and the chum and the higher world is called the guf and kelim of the higher world. More than that, not only does the kli, right, emerge into the lower world, but it turns out even the or of the kli goes into the inner world too. Right? They say, "Hinei nasa kol tachton kol b'chol b'chinas kulam shemchol al yoydim kulam." No, but really, the chayma of the higher world, which is the kli, becomes the tzura of the lower world. But the chayma of the higher world contains within it the or, the tzura of the higher world. So it turns out that the lower world includes not only, in a certain sense, the chayma, but also the tzura of the higher world, and the higher world too. Kamo shekazeh b'seder adbira tzeder tzeder b'zayis, chenu gam b'yaneinu. כי הנה נמשך עם גימל כלם חלקי לכל אחד מהי פצוף ומצילס וספשם ליאס לשום הקלוס מהאולס ביה ונמשך עמו מהאולס לכל פרס ופרס גם כן. In other words, so in other words, in Malchus, a klolus of Bia, Bia Tiasila, not only do we have the Kalim, either the Pnimi Chitza Tichel of all the Kalim from Atzilas, and the Pnimi Tichel Kalim of all the Patsufim of all the five Patsufim, but also the Oilers too, because whatever goes from X to Y, not only does X go to Y, not only when A goes from X to Y, everything contained in A goes from X to Y. V'nimshem mikol chalke nanach nechol pa'al abad of Ezo ha'ore im kol b'chidus ha'kli ha'mispashim menu v'nasa b'zen neshama kolos da'olins bia kolo umlubash b'kol ha'olim eskulim. So basically, what happens is, Atzilus becomes a neshama of all the lower worlds. Asher la'el la'elam. So which means that in a certain sense, in every lower world, you have every aspect, in a certain sense, of the neshama of the higher world. Okay, now. So says the Lashem. Let's skip over the brackets. The brackets will probably take a few shiurim. V'oizahor, who oile yizbach shemay mamish. This is the light of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashaychin b'teich p'nimiyas d'olam hazbiyah, which dwells within the olam hazbiyah. The b'chinas neshama l'neshama. Ah, this is a new chiddush. Neshama to neshama. Because we have a concept of neshama going into a goof. But this is neshama to a neshama. Because within the neshama is another neshama. In other words, the kli of the elyon, of the higher world, goes into the lower world. But also the aura of that kli also goes into the lower world. That's called neshama to neshama. Now, umizel or mispah, now, what is it, neshama? What is it going to be? Four letters, Torah. This is Torah. Torah, the shabbat of the shama. Omizel or abispach nimsha kola Torah kula. This is Torah kula. Asher ba nivra benoitz benasa kolos bia, which with it was created all the world's bia. Vechem miskayim misdagim rachal yodav yirashamu the shama the yiraisa, and this is the shama of the yiraisa. So this is what Torah is. Instead of drashas and sermons, this is technically what Torah is. Torah is the neshama within the neshama of the higher world, which becomes part and parcel of the lower world. Now we know technically what this means. Now, after learning this, we say, okay, very good. So I want to show it to you, give you an example, but this is really the basis of the entire Nefesh HaChayim. Okay? So I'm going to read over here from it's in Sha'alah Perakeh. In other words, once you understand this, I don't really but just give an example. Once you understand this, you understand, I'll use the Nusach of the Yeshivas, where the Nefesh HaChayim is coming from. Just not stop writing a Sefer of Musar. The Sha'al Dalaj, you learn a little bit before Shavuos, you learn the first two Prokim just for his. It's Pilus. But let me read over here what the Nefesh HaChayim says. After understanding this, the words illuminate. Perakei. Yadu b'zoya b'kisvi arizal b'sed ishtalshus v'skashus oylamas. Here, ishtalshus v'skashus oylamas, what he was speaking about. Shekol oylamu misdai v'sina b'atzadu chopret in yonav k'fida t'yiz koicha oylam sh'olam. That was every world is directed. B'sid the matzavoy, the way it is, that's called the nana chaklalim. The chol prati yana, that's a nana chaprati, that's what he's speaking about. Nefesh HaChayim like wrote a, what you call a reish milim. But really, that's what he's speaking about. Kefinat yitz koyach ha'olam sha'olav, and everything is according to the every koyach of the world above it. In other words, what we've been doing for the last few shiurim is trying to understand these three words of Nefesh HaChayim. Shemanhiyo ki neshamas ha'guf, just like the neshamas banik the guf. V'chein hoylech al zeh sedek avoy bel gavoer, from one end to another, alu yizbog shemoy nishmas kol shbog is the neshama of everything. That's what he called about. That's Or Yisbach Shemay Mamish. This is the Nefesh HaChayim. If a person has not learned this, then he's just reading a newspaper. It's only if you understand the story that you understand the Nefesh HaChayim. And it brings a Zoyah in Bereishis. It brings an Indra Zuta. Okay? He quotes the Ari. He speaks about the chisoni shall call parts of the oilem is passion, mislavish parts of the oilem shatachtav, benasal pnimis unishama. Exactly what I spoke about, patsufim, the entire thing. Basically, he's saying in a few war lines what we've been learning for the last 10 shiur.
Well, doesn't that put spirituality into the physical world? Now put
The physical doesn't be. No. One comes inside of another, one doesn't become the other.
But we've now said there's godliness in the table.
No, there isn't. It's a dimension. It's a dimension within this dimension. But the table itself is not God. In other words, we're fitting worlds in like you put one cup into another cup. That's different. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, I can put something in a drawer and I can smear it on the table, absorb it into the table. The Baal HaTanya absorbs into the table. In fact, there's no table, it's only paint. But I could take the paintbrush and put it in a drawer. That's the difference. How's for Shalom? Okay. Now, he speaks about Kol Olamos, the Cholam, the four Olamos. I found him, yeah.
I have a question. He says that from this ore that we're describing, the Ha'arav, the Neshama, you know, the higher world is inside the lower worlds. He says, Mizemit Pashet.
We'll speak about
the
it.
What does that mean?
Well, one second. We'll get to that. Okay? Now he speaks about the four worlds. He calls like Fadim Chayas Kisi Akovin Atsilas. Okay? That's Atsilas Mi Atsilas. Venishmas Kolechen Hoilam Shad. The Shama of each one is the world above it. He brings a Pasuk in Yecheskel, Maisa Mekava. Okay? He calls about the Kisi. He brings a Zoya Chodesh and Yisrael, etc. Then he speaks about Nishmas Achaim Shalakisi, who saw Cherish Elion, shall close the Shamash Yisrael Yachad. It's higher than the Kisi, it's other Malakisi. Okay. Okay, now. What's the point here? So, let me explain to you the Chaim Volozhin says in a Haggadah. Okay? So he says, Ika Adma Tula Maila Bashirat Ishmasa. Really, the Ika part of the person is above. First of all, now we understand that. Just like all the worlds come from the higher world, so too the Ika part of the person is from above. Velazanika Guf Nal. The gift is called the Nal, in respect to the Shama, etc., etc. Acha Inyan. Sha Adma Shalom Kaloi. Iku natula maila b'sheret ishmasal yaina va'ivad derech alfi b'mayis alam etc. It all comes to him, and every mice of a person reaches the highest level. V'das l'novei nakel, to understand. By the way, the Leshem uses this expression. V'das novei nakel. Shekenu inyan gam b'sheret shadavav l'maila b'soyin odam elyon. With adra rabba va'yitza Hashem Elokim es ha'odam al soyin odam elyon. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, nishmasa, the neshama, he breathed into man the neshama, the chol chayim de la'ela, of all the higher lives, vasata, higher and lower, talim me'un nishmasa from that neshama, vayi odl nefesh chayim, man becomes a nefesh chayim. Now, this is what he says. Hu neshama, neshama di araisa, neshama vizur ha'kodesh, Chemizah or who shares nishmas klal Yisrael, vayipach ba'apach nishmas chayim. The same Torah. It's the same thing. Begin lishtalufi la'ela bei sasam d'stima ila atzoifa. In other words, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, vayipach ba'apach nishmas, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed the life into Adam, that means that's how the light of all the higher worlds enters into the lower worlds. Now, what does it mean here? Right? What does it mean over here? Torah. What does it mean Torah? This is, that's what he says. He said, right? He said, Or mispashtim shekola tega kula. So, the fact is, and of course, Vahi Adam the Nefesh Chaya, the Nefesh Chaya, as you all know, learns, it becomes the Shama of all the worlds. So, the fact is that what we're speaking about is how, in fact, we've seen from the Lesha, there's two important things. This concept of the Neshama, which enters from one world to another world, this is what unites all the worlds. In other words, the one, you're sorry, the one basic thing we have is that the concept of the Neshama is something which unites all the worlds. So this actually has been a theme of the last 10 lectures. Tzula and Chayma, Guf and Neshama. In other words, we spend the time in lecture just explaining the structure, this hierarchy, and this is the way in which we have that the worlds are composed geometrically in such a way that, in fact, when a person reaches one level of spirituality, he's actually extending to every level of spirituality. Because all spirituality is really connected. And that's one aside, one thing we've expressed. A second thing we've expressed is that this spirituality that we speak about, which penetrates into the space of all of reality, this has been called Or, it's called Light, it's called Torah, and this is the breath. This is the breath which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings into man. Man becomes the breath of all the worlds. But what is the breath of the worlds? And not the light, not the Torah of all the worlds. Which means the Torah which man learns is that which fuels and penetrates, or gives the rights of penetration, which permeates through all reality and the higher act and the spiritual higher and the spiritual physical hierarchies. So that's exactly what Torah is. Torah is not only represents the spirituality of all the worlds, but represents the means by which all the worlds are connected via their spiritualities. Torah is the breath of the world which God has breathed into man. Man is that creation who represents the breath of the world. What is the breath of the world when we breathe? Why more? Because when we learn Torah, we speak. Torah is Ruach. So, basically, when man learns, basically, he generates the interconnectedness of all of the worlds, which is the spirituality of all the worlds. And the very fact is that the language, the Lashon Paltzuf, corresponds to man's physiology, because the fact is that we see that Chayma and Tzula, form and matter, are interconnected. Man's Tzula is also a Chayma of a higher world, which is the Tzula of a higher, Tzula and Chayma, Tzula and Chayma. Since man is the main player, central figure in the spiritual cosmic drama, so therefore, it's man's humanity which constitutes the spirituality which creates the interconnectedness of the entire universe. So, what is the Leshem doing? The Leshem basically is providing the entire theoretical conceptual basis about which the Nefesh HaChaim can say a few words of inspiration in Musar. I mean, Chas V'Shalom, the Nefesh HaChaim is Malbish the Leshem. It's al Moshe, the Leshem. The Penimius of the Nefesh HaChaim is really what? The Lashem. Nefesh HaChayim. Who's the Nefesh HaChayim? The Lashem. So, in other words, life imitates Torah. So now, and it's afterwards though. Very good. In any case, in other words, what have we accomplished? Some of you might have been confused. Some of you have been, I don't know, brain dead or neshama dead or whatever it is, or physically dead. But the fact is, What we've accomplished in the over the last 10 shiurim was to create the theoretical and conceptual machinery so that we can read a few incredible lines of Rav Chaim Volozhin Nefesh HaChayim. Okay? With this, I'm going to conclude this shiur, as well as the Zman. The Zman, this is Mei HaMetzorim. We have to down this album, the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Shoras HaShechina. And until next month, from an undisclosed place, Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh, Haslacha V'Chol Tov.